101 FM. My name is Susie Alvarez, and I'm here in the studio tonight, flying solo, and well, not so solo. I'm in the company, in good company of the OCAP crew and the No One Is Illegal crew. You are listening to CKLN 88.1 FM. This is Word of Mouth News for Friday, January the 15th. It's about 4 minutes after 6 p.m. And on tonight's show, No One Is Illegal will be bringing us our first feature at about 6 and a quarter. And the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty will be in the studios at 6:30 p.m. To open the show, we have headlines. And this come to us thanks in part to Democracy Now! And The Guardian. And the big international story this week is, of course, the apocalyptic earthquake in Haiti, which struck 10 kilometers from the capital city of Port-au-Prince on Tuesday at 7.0 on the Richter scale. It was the strongest quake in over 240 years in this Caribbean nation. The Red Cross's preliminary figures indicate a death toll of between 45,000 to 50,000, although as I was leaving work and I was reading The Guardian, I noticed that they were actually putting those numbers at close to 100,000. UN Emergency Relief Coordinator John Holmes said the toll could remain unknown for a long while. An estimated 300,000 people are homeless in Port-au-Prince. Oxfam said today that Haitian government was planning 14 refugee camps around the capital where people could sleep and access food, sanitation, and clean water. Aid is beginning to arrive, but delivery efforts are hampered by the destruction of roads and communication systems. The main harbor of the capital city has been partially destroyed and dock hands drowned. Massive stockpiles of aid are collecting in neighboring Dominican Republic that cannot be transported to those who need it. At least 8 hospitals have been damaged or destroyed, and remaining facilities are overcrowded. Many have died from wounds unable to receive medical attention. The huge number of bodies in the rubble and the streets will pose a severe health risk if they are not buried soon. The first U.S. troops have begun to arrive in Haiti. The first wave of an expected deployment of over 5,500 U.S. forces to bolster the U.N. contingent there, which has been occupying the country since 2004-2005. 2 Canadian naval ships left Halifax yesterday with as many as 500 troops and supplies. U.S. President Barack Obama, meanwhile, also announced he has asked former President George W. Bush and former President Bill Clinton to co-chair the U.S. relief effort in Haiti, because both of them did so well in Eastern Europe and Katrina, I guess. During his first term, Bush cut off desperately needed aid to Haiti and supported the overthrow of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, who was kidnapped by U.S. forces and flown out of the country. Canada played a major role in supporting the coup and later legitimizing it. Bush's father, former President George H.W. Bush, supported the first coup against Aristide in 1991. Clinton, meanwhile, helped restore Aristide, but only on condition that he accept harsh neoliberal conditions placed on the country. Yesterday, President Aristide spoke out from exile in South Africa, standing with his wife, Mildred Aristide. The former Haitian president said he wants to return to his country. And there's a really amazing website I think we've brought to your attention in the past. It's the Black Agenda Report. And today, Bill Quigley, who's the editor on the site, he posted a list of 10 things the U.S. can do and should do for Haiti. 1, allow all Haitians in the U.S. to work. The number one source of money for poor people in Haiti is the money sent from family and workers in the U.S. back home. Haitians will continue to help themselves if given a chance. Haitians in the U.S. will continue to help when the world community moves on to other problems. 2, do not allow U.S. military in Haiti to point their guns at Haitians. Hungry Haitians are not the enemy. Decisions have already been made which will militarize the humanitarian relief, but do not allow the victims to be cast as criminals. Do not demonize the people in Haiti. 3, give Haiti grants as help, not loans. Haiti does not need any more debt. Make sure that the relief given helps Haiti rebuild its public sector so the country can provide its own citizens with basic public services. 4, prioritize humanitarian aid to help women, children, and the elderly. They are always moved to the back of the line. If they are moved to the back of the line, start at the back. 5, President Obama can enact temporary protected status for Haitians with a stroke of a pen, so he should do it. The U.S. has already done it for El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, Sudan, and Somalia. President Obama should do it on Martin Luther King Day. 6, respect human rights from day one. The U.N. has enacted guiding principles for internally displaced people. Make them require reading for every official and non-governmental person and organization. Non-governmental organizations like charities and international aid groups are extremely powerful in Haiti. They too must respect the human dignity and human rights of all people. 7, apologize to the Haitian people everywhere for Pat Roberts and Rush Limbaugh. 8, release all Haitians in U.S. jails who are not accused of any crimes. 30,000 people are facing deportations. No one will be deported to Haiti for years to come. Release them on Martin Luther King Day. 9, require that all the non-governmental organizations which raise money in the U.S. be transparent about what they raise, where the money goes, and insist that they be legally accountable to the people of Haiti. 10, treat all Haitians as we ourselves will want to be treated. And this, as I said, comes via Bill Quigley, who is the editor he's the legal director at the Center for Constitutional Rights and a law professor of Loyola University in New Orleans. He's also contributed to the Black Agenda Report, and this could be found on their website at www.blackagendareport.org, I believe. I think that brings us to the end of our headlines. However, Canadians, I just want to end this, on a local note. Canadians are certainly responding to the appeals for donations, and the Canadian government has pledged to match citizens to donations to particular organizations. One organization not on the list that nevertheless deserves support is the Haiti Emergency Relief Fund. It is connected to the grassroots social movements in Haiti, which have opposed the coup and supports trade union organizing, sustainable agriculture, women's organizations, and education and literacy efforts. The Haiti Emergency Relief Fund pledges to keep working in Haiti even when the eyes of the world have turned away. You can check them out at HaitiAction.net. And we're going to go to a quick musical break, and then we'll be back with No One Is Illegal. Keep it locked. This is 88.1 FM, CKLN, your word of mouth news for this Friday.